Standing is the first item on the... Never mind. Go back to time certain, 9:45. So item 570, please.
Proclaim May 31, 2017 to be a day of celebration for Crow's Shadow Institute of the Arts 25th anniversary.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. So we're going to invite two honored guests forward. Carl Davis, the Executive Director of Crow's Shadow Institute of the Arts, and Charles Froelich, Crow's Shadow Board President and a local gallery owner. Today we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of Crow's Shadow Institute of the Arts, an icon in Oregon arts and culture. Crow's Shadow is a center of artistic and educational opportunities for Native Americans, located in the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. And they have an international reputation for outstanding printmaking. Perhaps most importantly, they host workshops to teach Native arts like weaving and beadwork, sharing this knowledge, culture, and heritage with future generations. We're honored to have Carl and Charles with us, a number of board members and friends of Crow's Shadow who they'll introduce. But we're going to pause for a moment, and the mayor is going to issue a proclamation. Mayor?
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas for 25 years, Crow's Shadow Institute of the Arts has provided a creative hub for artistic, educational, social, and economic opportunities for Native American people. Whereas James Lavador, Walla Walla, one of Oregon's most celebrated artists, founded Crow's Shadow on the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, which has the only master printer in the United States located on a reservation. And whereas the artist-in-residence program at Crow's Shadow is internationally recognized for printmaking and has hosted over 50 artists, including many from Portland. Whereas Crow's Shadow also hosts creative indigenous arts workshops to continue the rich tradition of weaving, basketry, beadwork, and other Native arts that reflect the history and culture of our region. And whereas prints by Crow's Shadow's artists have been showcased in museums throughout the Northwest and the nation. Whereas Portland-based artist Marie Watt described her career as being shaped by a web of connections, friendships, and associations in which Crow's Shadow Institute is the epicenter. And whereas Crow's Shadow is an established Oregon cultural organization and serves as a resource for creative people in northeastern Oregon and southeastern Washington. And whereas Crow's Shadow uses the creative arts as a tool for positive transformation by teaching local tribal youth and helping to build and sustain artistic careers. And whereas Oregon is richer for the many creative partnerships that exist between its urban centers and its communities throughout the state. And whereas Portland is proud of its many ties to Crow's Shadow. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim Wednesday, May 31st, 2017, to be Day of Celebration for Crow's Shadow Institute of the Arts 25th Anniversary in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler. Thank you, Portland City Council, and thank you to the wonderful people of the City of Portland, my hometown. My name is Carl Davis, and I am the Executive Director of Crow's Shadow Institute of the Arts. It is my honor to be here today to represent this amazing independent nonprofit art center. Located on the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation near Pendleton, Oregon, 2017 marks the 25 years of providing a creative conduit to hundreds of local, regional, and national contemporary Native American artists. Although we are located on the other side of the state, Crow's Shadow has worked with many Portland-based artists over the years, including Marie Watt, Pat Boas, Victor Maldonado, Wendy Redstar, Storm Tharp, Sherrod Yonker, and Lillian Pitt. We also have strong relationships with Portland's institutions such as the Pacific Northwest College of Art, the Portland Art Museum, the Oregon College of Art and Craft, the Regional Arts and Cultural Council, and many other local art galleries. And this city hall, Crow's Shadow prints adorn the walls in the city hall here, so thank you. Our mission has been made possible by the generous support of numerous Oregon and Portland area foundations, such as the James F. and Marion L. Miller Foundation, the Meyer Memorial Trust, the Ford Family Foundation, the Native Arts and Culture Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation, to name just a few. I would like to thank my board of directors, the dedicated staff and volunteers of Crow's Shadow, and all of the unwavering support from individual art collectors and donors over the years. I would also like to personally thank Commissioner Nick Fish for taking the time to visit Crow's Shadow and for his continuing support and advocacy on behalf of Crow's Shadow. It is an honor and pleasure to be here today and to have Crow's Shadow recognized in this illustrious manner. We are humbled by the occasion and look forward to working with the City of Portland for the next 25 years and beyond. Thank you.
Carl, before we hear from our next speaker, I understand we have four or five board members, and since they're not speaking, but they're here, could we ask them to stand and just be recognized to the board members that are here?
And staff members, too, please.
And staff. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you for joining us today. Charles, welcome.
Commissioner Fish, Mayor Wheeler, thank you very much.
Thank you.
My comments are brief. It's an honor to volunteer at Crow's Shadow, and I feel like being a part of Crow's Shadow makes me so proud to be an Oregonian. The communication between the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indians and the nation, the region, the nation. We don't live in a vacuum, and Crow's Shadow is a magnet for people to come here and a beacon for the artists of the state to be found and seen across the country. So I feel like Crow's Shadow has done such a service, not just to the northeast part of the state, but to the whole region. And I'm honored, and I sincerely appreciate your recognition.
If I could, just a couple of questions. Carl, last summer when my family was in Europe, Al Solheim and I took a road trip to Eastern Oregon, and we spent some time at Crow's Shadow, and we had a chance to visit with James Lavador and visit his studio. And so my question is, for people in Portland that want to come out and visit Crow's Shadow, what do you recommend?
I recommend coming out to visit. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, to the public, and we have a gallery that shows work on a regular basis, and our master printer is usually working in the studio with either an artist or working on prints that he's currently publishing. So,
one of the things that I would suggest is sometimes we have official delegations to go to Pendleton around the roundup or for other events, and Crow's Shadow is actually very close to Pendleton, so you can go to the roundup and also go see incredible art while you're in that part of the state.
And the Pendleton Woolen Mills, too.
A calendar date to note is September 22nd at the Halle Ford Museum of Art in Salem. They will be presenting our 25th anniversary exhibition and launching the book that presents our history. And throughout the year, there are galleries across the city, PDX Contemporary, Elizabeth Leach, Augen Gallery, my gallery, Frolic Gallery, and I believe Up 4 will be presenting artists that have printed at Crow's Shadow, among other galleries. And tonight I open a show at my gallery, but if you go to any of these galleries throughout the year, you'll find this work.
Well, tonight is a big night, and I hope some of us can join you at that event. And Charles, while we have you, the Regional Arts and Culture Council has put together quite a collection of art. And we have some pieces of outstanding Native American art. Who are some of the artists that we celebrate that are in the city's public collection?
Oh, Wendy Redstar, Marie Watt, Jim Lavador, Rick Bartow, Joe Fetterson, Sherrod Yonker. Help.
Susan Schuschitz.
It's a long list.
Whitney Minthorn, James Luna.
That's wonderful. I think at some point our hope is actually to get all the works by Native American artists and do a special show at City Hall so that the public can take in the art that we've invested in. Mayor, we have a proclamation, and can we get a picture with our honored guests?
Sure.
So if we can have everyone come forward to the front of the room. You can't have my Joe Fetterson.
All right.
Good to see you again. It's a pleasure. Carl, thanks very much. Nice job. Charles, thank you. See you.
And by the way, if our friends from Crow's Shadow have other events to go to, we will not be offended if you leave, but thank you for joining us.
So, colleagues, we have our next time.